Good afternoon, Parking Process. How can I help?
Oh, good afternoon. Just to let you know that after the call, I'm calling from Spiritual Entertainment Limited, and my car is I live and work in Barnet, and just at the end of the call, I may do a quick survey just for my boss, just to make sure that I've done a fair job. You obviously don't have to take part in that. My call is probably have to refer it up. I got a penalty charge notice, and basically they've given me this whole list of things that I can, make representations for, and they said that I would end up seeing an adjudicator.
Oh, yeah.
So what I wanted to know is, have I got a right to have independent adjudication?
Have you been sent like the PATAS pack?
That's right.
Yeah.
So have I got a right to see an independent adjudicator?
That's what they are,
They're
PATAS.
independent.
They
So,
are the independent ones, yes,
oh,
sir.
fantastic. Oh, I like independent people. They're the best, aren't they? The only question I have is, well, who pays these people?
I don't know.
Ah, because that's
Oh, I don't.
quite important, isn't it? Because if Barnet Council pay the people, then they're not going to be very independent, are they?
Oh no, they're definitely independent.
They're paid by them.
They're called. They're the Parking and Traffic Appeal Service.
Yeah, the PATAS, yeah.
Yeah,
It's
but I.
who pays their wages? Because if I'm entitled to independent adjudication, I would only obviously enter into that if I was sure that the adjudication was independent. And one of the most important parts of independence is financial independence, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm with you. I know what you're saying.
Right, fantastic. So can you
I can
just
just.
find, maybe you could can you just maybe ask your boss, maybe your boss knows
Yeah,
or...
I'm just going to quickly go and ask someone.
Okay,
Okay.
fabulous.
I'll just put you on hold a second.
Great, thanks.
Hello, sir. Thanks for waiting.
Pleasure, no problem.
Right. Yes, it's the government.
The government.
Yeah,
Right.
not London Borough Barnet.
Okay. So the government, but are the government completely separate from the London Borough of Barnet? Are they?
I would have thought so.
Really? I thought that they do lots of business together, don't they?
I don't know. I don't
Right.
know.
Okay. Which part of the government is it that pays for that? Do you know?
No, I don't know that either.
No.
I've never really had to, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no one's ever asked you before, have they?
No, and it's not really, yeah, because this is just like the call centre where we can look
Yeah, I
at
mean,
the things.
I mean, am I not right in saying that Barnet Council is local government? Isn't that right?
Yeah, the London Borough of Barnet.
Is part of the government. It's a local gov. It's the local
It's
government.
local government, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, in reality, who owns Barnet Council? Surely it's the government, right? So in that case, Barnet government and Barnet Council and the government are in effect, the Barnet Council is part of the government, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I suppose so.
Right. In which
All I
case,
know is that PATAS is independent, though.
right. No. That's what they tell you, isn't it? Of course. So obviously, that's what they tell you to say, right? That all you know is it's independent. I mean, personally, if I was to go before one of those independent guys, I'm just saying as a human being, yeah,
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel confident that they are independent. So, for example, I'll give you an example. I've had loads of tickets where I've made genuine mistakes, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't trust going to the adjudicator, and he's going to really take me seriously if I've made a mistake. I don't trust him because I don't, I think he's working for the government, and Barnet Council are part of the government. So,
Okay.
do you see what I'm saying? So I tell you what, why don't I leave this with you, and perhaps you could come back to me and confirm in writing that there is no conflict of interest with the with in terms of PATAS being paid by the government. Could you put that in writing to me?
No, sir, I couldn't because that's not my job.
Oh.
We don't, you know, we don't, we're just here to, what you could do, if you wanted to contact First Contact,
Yes.
they could probably do that for you, if I give you the email address.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's lowercase, and it's first, the word first.
Yeah.
Dot.
Yeah.
Contact.
Yeah.
At.
Yeah.
Barnet.
Yeah.
Dot gov.
Yeah.
Dot UK.
Brilliant. Now, what exactly is this? It's contactless contact, did you say?
First.
Oh, first contact. Is that just someone that you first contact at Barnet, is it?
That's when, if you ever want to know anything or complaints or anything, okay?
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, I'll drop them a line. Yeah.
All right.
So you just one last thing. You would, yeah. You know, if you made a mistake, a genuine mistake, you think that you personally would think that if I went in front of the adjudicator, that he would rule in my favour.
It depends what you mean by mistake. In what way? What do you mean? Parking? I've got a parking ticket because I made a mistake.
I'll give you one example. This one.
Yeah. Okay.
My wife went out somewhere and she put the number in, you know, that you put in on the phone, and she didn't know that actually I'd had my credit card stolen, so I'd had it, you know, refused. So yes. It got refused because I had it cancelled, and she didn't know that. So when she came back 2 minutes later, there was a ticket on her car. That's one example. I'll give you another example. We've got a brand new area outside our house that's become, they put yellow lines out there for days when Saracens come, the club, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
And I had my father-in-law's car, which didn't have a thing on it. I had left it out there. I had no idea that it was one of those days. It's the beginning of the system. It didn't say anywhere nearby. And I got £125 fine or something, or £110.
I see.
And that's a mistake. So my question to you is, yeah, how confident would you be if you make a mistake like that, that when I got in front of the adjudicator, that he would be, you know, independent? And that he would say, oh, you made a mistake, fair enough. You see what I'm saying? Because I think the way that the minds of these adjudicators work is very, and the way they're trained, and because they're paid by the government, who are connected to the local council, I think the way their minds work is okay, a guy comes in front of me, he's obviously making up a story, you know, therefore I'm going to stick to the letter of the law. That's how, I'm sure, the way they're trained. But the truth of the matter is, if you're going to get a fine off me, yeah, if you take money off me, I need to know that I've got an opportunity to go to an independent adjudicator who's going to actually listen to what I have to say and not dismiss it because he's worried that other people will do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll write to them and I'll ask them for written confirmation.
That
the service is independent. Anyway, it's been really good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Independent government, and they have a .gov.uk address.
Welcome to McDonald's Customer Services. Please note that your call may be recorded for verification and training purposes. Please stay on the line and one of our team will be with you shortly.
McDonald's Customer Services.
Oh, hi. My name's Danny, and I wonder if you can help me. I've been going to McDonald's for a while, got a couple of kids, aged 5 and 3, and we've just had a new one, a lovely little 6-month-old kid, baby boy, and just chatting with our friends, and some of our friends sort of were sort of questioning whether it's safe to take children into McDonald's and at what age to do so. So I thought, you know what, I'll give McDonald's a call and see what your guidelines are. Do you have any guidelines in terms of the minimum age one can start feeding McDonald's food to a baby?
Let me just find out. Hold on. Hi, sorry about the wait.
No problem.
we, as a company, we don't set a guideline. It would be down to the discretion of the parent.
Right.
Obviously, we do post all of our nutritional information on our website.
Right.
So if you would like to have a look at that, you're more than welcome to, but we don't have a guideline as a company. It would be down to you.
Right. So in theory, it's safe to take any, you know, as long as I suppose if you're going to give them, you make sure that they're liquidized, but it's safe to give babies, as far as the McDonald's concerned, it's safe to give babies McDonald's. Is that right? Am I right in assuming that?
No, I'm saying it's down to your discretion. I'm not saying it's McDonald's.
Right.
Condoning anything. It would be, as a parent, it would be up to you what you decide to feed your children.
Okay. Just one other thing while I'm here. You say you put all the details on your website. Where can I find like a full description of what actually goes into different products? So, for example, you know, because there's been some adverse stuff on the web, you know, about things like, you know, the idea that a portion of chips, if you take it home, you stick it in the cupboard, it can last for months on end. You know, which makes one wonder, well, how they must be putting something in there to make it last so long. So where can I find exact details, for example, of what goes into chips?
If you go on our website and look under food, you'll be able to select an order.
So go on your website and go to food. So yeah, that's mcdonald's.co.uk, is it?
That's correct.
I'm just going to do it now. So go to, I've got home, about us, employment, intelligence. That's an unusual one, intelligence. Oh, no, we've got a wrong company. That's an intelligence company. How do I spell McDonald's for your website? Sorry. Is it MC or MAC?
MC.
Oh, that's where I went wrong. Silly old me. Happens when you're dyslexic, eh? So I'm on the phone. It says menu.
Yep, and then you can click on any of the products that are there. For instance, you were inquiring about French fries, so you could click on sides.
Right.
And then click on McDonald's fries, and then it gives you the ingredient and allergy
information. Oh, yeah, the ingredients.
And all of our information about our products is on there.
Yeah. Oh, got it, yeah. Fries. Wow, there's a lot of things put in there, aren't there?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. I thought they were just potatoes. silly me. Okay, great. Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you. Bye.
You should have asked them if they could liquidize a Big Mac for your baby, yeah. Danny. Yeah, in store. Ask them if they've got an in-store liquidizer for kids.
The other approach is to say, you know, our baby's just starting eating solid food now, and we'd like to take him along to McDonald's so that he can enjoy with the other children, but we're just wondering what's best for him to eat. You know, do you think you can liquidize some? would a Big Mac be better for him than a quarter pounder?
Got any advice? Are there any things that are better for a six-month-old than other things, if you know what I mean?
And are you looking at any other fast food outlets in your article as well?
Yeah, we've spoken to McDonald's KFC we're going to be speaking to as well today. So yeah, that will be looking across the board.
I know that you're asking about the liquidizer, but is this just to focus generally on children's food habits with fast food restaurants?
Yeah, it will be, but it also, you know, we don't know where this, you know, where we end up with these articles. I mean, sometimes they go to people in the business so that they can do market research, so that they can, you know, so that they can maximize sales from all the sectors of the market, especially from children.
Okay. And with the question that you're looking for, is that where is that kind of sprung from? Is that something that you've kind of come across that people are doing this, or
I have heard that there are some people giving very young babies this type of stuff and liquidizing it. So yeah, I have heard about that. And as I say, someone with a baby, I thought it would be of interest to the public and in general, be an interesting article. about children and their eating choices.
Okay.
And their parents, you know, parents and children and eating choices. And what one of the other things that I, one of the other pieces of questions that I've been asking as well, maybe you can get back to me on this as well, is there a minimum age that Burger King would say, you know, below this age, we do not recommend our food, or is there no minimum age? And McDonald's don't have a minimum, for example. But I don't know if Burger King do have any guidelines, do they?
That I'll have to find out. So you want to find out recommendation of age for young children, and you wanted to find out about plugins as well for liquidizers, if we can allow, they would allow that in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay. Can I take your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Danny.
Okay, and who do you usually write for, Danny?
Well, now you're asking me the questions. The stuff that I do is independent. It's independent research, and then it goes out. It goes out there, and whoever wants to pick it up picks it up. So,
can you give me an example of any articles that you've done recently?
At the moment, let's just leave it at this. If you can get back to me with the information, I'm quite happy to point you towards some of the stuff that we put out. But at the moment, you know, I really have to keep this a little bit, I need to keep this a little bit confidential, because I don't want anybody else to jump in on the idea.
I understand, but then also we need to find out who we're giving information to. So it would
isn't this information like available to anybody?
Well, it will probably all be on the website.
I'll tell you what an idea is. Because I am also a customer of yours, you can just write to me as if I was a customer. So it doesn't really matter. You know, I could have just said I'm a customer, which I am. So so if you just write back to me as a customer, I just want to know the answer to those two questions as a customer. Then you don't really need to know much about me, I presume, right?
Well, that would be a customer query, so that would be something that the customer...
Shall I go through... what a shame. I'll tell you what, why don't you just put me through the customer services and I could ask them instead. Would you prefer that?
Well, don't worry, I can put the query to them and we can look into this for you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
How do I get a hold of you? Again, can I take your number?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know what? Just send me an email in the first instance. I gave you the email address, and then I'd rather not give you the number on the phone, but I'll email you back the number on the email.
Okay. Thank you very much, Danny.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to McDonald's Customer Services. Please note that your call may be recorded for verification and training purposes. Please stay on the line and one of our team will be with you shortly.
Scully is being regarded in the name of comedy.
Good afternoon, McDonald's Customer Services.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Jabba. I am ringing on behalf of my association. We are inquiring on the sacred needs of the chicken. Would there be someone who can be speaking? My organization has vast number of followers and we'll be concerned about the condition of the chicken. Hello? Hello? Hello, Mr. McDonald? Anyone I can be speaking to, please? Ah, love. We're going to be popping down with kids. Do you have a liquidizer on premises? Hello?
I think we've been sussed. Keep hanging up on us. Oh, well. Move along.